Chapter that we are on, or chapter 204, Babu Istihbab, Ja'l al-Nawafil fi al-Bayt, sawa'an al-Ratibatu, wa ghayruha, wa al-Amri, bi-tahawwuli, bi-nafilati, min mawdi' al-Fariida, aw al-Fasli baynahuma bi-kalam. The chapter of the desirability of performing the optional prayers in one's house. Whether it be the regular sunnah prayers or other than them, and the command to move away for the optional prayer from the place where the obligatory prayer was prayed, or to make a separation between them with speech. And we reached hadith number, well, we had the first two hadith in the chapter, and there remains the remaining two hadith. Hadith 1137, the hadith of Jabir رضي الله عنه. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قضى أحدكم صلاته في المسجد فليجعل لبيته نصيبا من صلاته فإن الله جائل في بيته من صلاته خيرا. رواه مسلم. And from Jabir, radiallahu anhu, who said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, when one of you has completed his prayer in the mosque, then let him make a share of his prayer for his house. For Allah will place good in his house on account of his prayer. Reported by Muslim. As for who reports this hadith, then the hadith, just as Imam Nawawi, rahimahullah, said, it is indeed reported by Muslim in his Sahih. You'll find it there in the Book of the Traveller's Prayers, hadith number 778. Also reported by Imam Ahmad, Al-Bayhaqi, Ibn Abi Shayba, Ibn Khuzayma, Ibn Hibban, Al-Baghawi in Sharh al-Sunnah, and others besides. As a hadith of Jabir, the Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this. Then the hadith is also reported as a narration of Jabir from a different companion. The narration of Jabir radiallahu anhu from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that form, the hadith is reported by Ibn Majah in his Sunan in the Book of the Establishment of the Prayer, hadith 1376. By Imam Ahmad and Abdul Razak and others. Obviously, the first narration was reported by Muslim, of course, it's authentic. And this narration, the narration of Jabir, one companion from another companion, Jabir from Abu Sa'id, radiallahu anhuma. So this narration was declared Sahih also by Shaykh al-Albani. And Shaykh al-Albani said in his book, Silsilat al-Hadith al-Sahiha, volume 3, hadith number 1392, he said, and he quoted a couple of chains of narration for this hadith. He said, and this bears witness that the hadith is actually a hadith of Abu Sa'id, not of Jabir. And he mentioned that even though there are two weak chains of narration which report in this form, with weak narrators in, who narrators got some weakness in, Ibn Lahiyah and Abu Zubayr, even though they contain some weakness, there is no harm with them as witnesses. We have witnesses to the fact that this is a narration of Jabir from Abu Sa'id, from Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for some of the phrases to explain from the hadith, then the saying of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا قَضَى أَحَدُكُمْ صَلَاتَهُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. When one of you has completed his prayer in the mosque, that Ibn al-Allam said in his explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, Salatahu, when he's completed his prayer, he said, Ay al-Mafruza, meaning the obligatory prayer. Then let him make Nasiban min Salatihi, let him make a share of his prayer. Ibn Amman said, that is an-nafl, means the optional prayer. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَائِرٌ فِي بَيْتِهِ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ خَيْرًا. For Allah will place good in his house on account of his prayer. And with regard to this phrase, that Allah, on account of that, on account of his prayer, that portion of his prayer in his house, that Allah will place good in his house on account of it, and some of the explanation of the people of knowledge, firstly, Al-Qadi Iyad said with regard to that good, that Allah will place in his house. Al-Qadi Iyad said in his explanation of the Sahih Muslim, this good is explained in another hadith to be the fact that the angels will be present in it and that the devils will flee away from it and that it will be spacious for its people. Also Al-Qurtubi, in his explanation of Sahih Muslim, Al-Mufhim, he said explaining this good that will come down from the person's house. He prays his optional prayer there after praying the obligatory prayer in the mosque. He said, the good which will be put in the house on account of his praying optional prayer in it is it's being frequented with the remembrance of Allah, with the dhikr of Allah, and with obedience to him, and with the angels, and with their making dua supplication, and with their seeking forgiveness. And the good and barakah and blessings that will come about for his family. And thirdly, also an explanation of this good, then Mullah Ali Al-Qari said in his explanation of Mishkat, Firqat al-Mafatih, he said with regard to the phrase, Fi baytihi min salatihi, on account of his prayer in his house, he said meaning on account of it. Khayran, Allah will place good in it. He said that it will return to his family with tawfiq, with their being granted success, and hidayah, and guidance, and the descent of barakah, blessing, in their provision, and in their lifespans. And therefore, performing the optional prayers, the nafl prayers, in the house is more excellent, even if the mosque is empty, even if it is far away from riya, acting for show. And even if we say the mosque is empty, no one watching you, no fear of doing something for show, still it's better to do it in the house. This was said by Ibn Hajar. As for the one main for the benefit to be taken from the hadith, then it is that which Al-Imam al-Mundhiri brought as a chapter heading from the hadith in At-Tarhib wa Tarhib. He said, an encouragement to pray nafl prayer, optional prayer, in the houses. An encouragement to pray optional prayer within the houses. And as for the next hadith, the last hadith in the chapter, hadith 1138. وَعَنْ عُمَرَ بْنِ عَطَاءٍ أَنَّ نَافِعَ بْنَ جُبَيْرٍ أَرْسَلَهُ إِلَى السَّائِلِ إِبْنِ أُخْتِ نَمِرٍ يَسْأَلُهُ عَنْ شَيْءٍ رَآهُ مِنْهُ مُعَاوِيَةً فِي الصَّلَاةِ فقال نعم صليت معه الجمعة في المقصورة فلما سلم الإمام قمت في مقامي فصليت فلما دخل أرسل إليه فقال لا تعد لما فعلت إذا صليت الجمعة فلا تصلها بصلاة حتى تتكلم أو تخرج فإن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا بذلك أن لا نوسر صلاة بصلاة حتى نتكلم أو نخرج. رواه مسلم. And from Umar ibn Atta that Nafi ibn Jubayr sent him to As-Sa'ib ibn Ukht Namir to ask him about something which Muawiyah had seen from him in the prayer. So he said, meaning As-Sa'ib said, yes, I prayed the Jumu'ah prayer along with him in the enclosure. So when the Imam gave the salam, salutation, I stood up in my place and prayed. So when he entered his house, he sent a message to me saying, do not repeat what you did. When you have prayed the Jumu'ah prayer, then do not join another prayer along with it until you have talked or gone out. For indeed Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us with that we should not join one prayer with another until we speak or go out. Reported by Muslim. As for who reports this hadith, then just as Imam Nawawi rahimahullah said, indeed reported by Muslim in his Sahih, in Kitab al-Jumu'ah, the book of the Jumu'ah prayer, hadith number 883. Also reported by Abu Dawood in Kitab al-Salah, book of the prayer, chapter 244, prayer after the Jumu'ah prayer, hadith number 1129. Also reported by Imam Ahmad and by Al-Bayhaqi and others. As for some of the names in the same narration and some of the phrases to mention, and the first name occurring, Umar ibn Atha, and very briefly, he is Umar ibn Atha ibn Abi al-Khuwar. Umar ibn Atha ibn Abi al-Khuwar al-Makki from Mecca. Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar said, Taqrib, he was thiqa, reliable narrator from the third level of the Tabi'een, the lesser level of the Tabi'een in age. As for the next name mentioned, Nafi' ibn Jubayr, and Ibn Allan said about him in the explanation of Mishkat that he is Ibn Mut'im. He is Nafi', the son of Jubayr, the son of Mut'im. He said in Al-Kashif, meaning Imam al-Dhahabi, the book of Al-Kashif of Imam al-Dhahabi, he said he was a noble person, a mufti, a deliverer of verdicts, who died in the year 99. Compilers of the 6 books report from Yusuf as a narrator. Likewise, Al-Fafid ibn Hajj said in Taqrib al-Tahrir, Abu Muhammad or Abu Abdullah al-Madani. He was reliable, person of nobility, from the third level, in the middle level of the Tabi'een. Of the Tabi'een of Al-Madinah. So the first one, Umar ibn Atha, was from the Tabi'een, and he's from Mecca. This one, Nafi ibn Jubayr, from the Tabi'een, from Al-Madinah. And as for As-Sa'ib ibn Yazid, ibn Ukht Namir, then the explainer of Abu Dawood, Ash-Shaykh Mahmood al-Subki, said, in his explanation, Abu Dawood, al-Manhal al-Adhar al-Mawrood, he said, describing him, giving a brief biography of him, he said, that he was As-Sa'id ibn Yazid ibn Sa'id ibn Qumama al-Kindi. Al-Bukhari reported by way of Muhammad ibn Yusuf, from As-Sa'id, that his maternal aunt took him while he was a boy. She took him whilst he was ill. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped on his head and made dua for him. He was a boy in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His aunt took him, as the narration of Bukhari mentions, his aunt took him to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, made dua for him. And he performed wudu So he drank from his from the water which he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made wudu from. And he looked at the seal of prophethood. Khatam al-Nubuwwah. The seal of prophethood means the seal of prophethood between the shoulder blades of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He narrated, companion have started, he narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from his father, and from Umar, and from Uthman, and from Abdullah al-Sa'di, and from Talha, and from others. And those who narrated from him included Az-Zuhri, and Yahya ibn Sa'id, and Ibrahim ibn Qarib. And he died in the year 81 or 82. That's when he mentioned that. As a side point, that Hafiz ibn Hajar said in Taqrib al-Tahrir, he died actually, they differ about when he died, but more correct saying is that he died in the year 91, meaning in Al-Madinah. Also, in addition to that, from his biography, they mention that he said, my father made Hajj with his father, was also a companion, radiallahu anhu. He said, my father made Hajj along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst I was 7 years old. And he went with his father on that Hajj. He reported just a few hadith. And he was appointed by Umar in charge of the marketplace of Al-Madinah. Ibn Abi Dawood said, he was the last one of the companions to die in Al-Madinah. Sa'id ibn Yazid, radiallahu anhu, was the last of the companions to die in the city of Al-Madinah. As for the name Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu, and of course the well-known companion, as Ibn Ghazwan said, meaning Ibn Abi Sufyan. Well, not companion, famous companion, famous Khalifa, radiallahu anhu, Muawiyah, Ibn Abi Sufyan, radiallahu anhu. As for his saying in the narration, the saying of As-Sa'id, that prayed Jumu'ah along with him, along with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, in the Maqsura, in the Maqsura. And this word Maqsura, which is a cut-off place, an enclosure, Al-Qurtubi explained this term in his explanation of Muslim, Al-Mufhim. He said, the Maqsura, this restricted area, was a place within the mosque. It was restricted to the kings and the governors. And the first person who appointed it, or the first person who made it for that purpose, was Muawiyah. When the Khariji struck him, as you know, when the Khawarij struck Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, tried to kill him, and after that time, the Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, they thought he made the separate enclosure to stop that type of thing happening again. He said, an action continued upon that for this same reason, to protect the rulers, to protect those of authority. So if it is taken for a reason other than that, then it is not permissible. And a person should not pray within it, because it causes the road to be cut off. And it causes separation between the imam and between those praying behind him, even though they can still see his actions. And it's a small enclosure, so it's a separate area, it's not a total separate room, it's just a small a slight enclosed area. He said, some of the later people allowed it to be taken for other than reasons of protection. But that is unlikely. He bought it. That's unlikely to be correct. As for taking it as a ruler, taking it as a protection against the back of the Khawarij, somebody attacking them, then okay. As for just taking it for another reason, that's no such reason at all, then he said that some later scholars allowed that, but he said he bought it. That's unlikely to be correct. And they disagree, the scholars, they disagree about prayer within it. So most of the Salaf allowed it, and they actually prayed within it. from them was Al-Hasan, from the Tabi'een, Al-Hasan al-Basri. Al-Hasan, and Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad, and Salim, and others. And some others refused to do so, and they disliked it. And it is related from Ibn Umar that if the time of the prayer came and he was within the enclosed area, that he would go out from it to the main mosque. And this was the saying of Ash-Shafi'i and Ahmad and Ishaq, except that Ishaq said, but if he does pray within it, it will count. His prayer will count. He said, and it has otherwise been said, this is permissible if the rest of the people are committed energy to it. But if it is restricted to only certain individuals, then it is not permissible to pray Jumu'ah within it. Because by it being blocked, to people, it exits from the ruling of the congregational mosque, which is shared between all of the people for the Jumu'ah. As for the phrase, فَلَمَّا سَلَّمَ الْإِمَامِ, so when the Imam gave salam, salutation, then Ibn Allan said, meaning, and I gave salam along with him, in the companion, when the Imam gave salam, meaning I started the same, when he gave salam, meaning and I gave salam as well, and it doesn't just mean that the Imam gave salam and he stood straight up without giving salam, no, himself gave salam as well, finished his prayer as well. And he said, قُمْتُ فِي مَقَامِي فَصَلَّيْتُ, then I stood up in my place and I prayed. No, Allan said again, meaning الراتبة, in the regular sunnah prayer. And he stood up to pray the regular sunnah prayer. فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ, so when he entered, meaning Ali رضي الله عنه, when he entered, no, Allan said, meaning entered his house, أَرْسَلَ إِلَيَّ, he sent a message to me. No, Allah said, this shows adhering to good manners along with the people of virtue. In the fact that he quietly sent a secret message to him, he didn't openly display what he'd done or telling off in public in front of everybody or call him to come along and explain himself. He didn't do any of that. He just sent someone with a message, gave him a message, he got what he'd done. So Ibn Allan said, it shows adhering to correct manners with the people of virtue. And it shows inkar, criticizing or correcting in a fine manner. Ash-Shafi'i said, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said, مَنْ وَعَذَ أَخَاهُ سِرًّا فَقَدْ نَصَّحَهُ وَزَانَهُ وَمَنْ وَعَذَهُ جَهْرًا فَقَدْ فَضَّحَهُ وَشَعَنَهُ. That Imam Shafi'i said in this regard, whoever admonishes his brother secretly, then he has given him nasiha, he has sincerely advised him, and he has adorned him. And whoever admonishes him openly, then he has exposed him and blemished him. With regard to the phrase that Ali رضي الله عنه sent the message to him, لا تعود لما فعلت, do not repeat, do not go back to what you have done. Ibn Allan said, with regard to joining optional prayer to the obligatory prayer, and praying it straight after praying optional prayer, straight after you pray the obligatory prayer, joining it with the obligatory prayer. As for the points of benefit that can be derived from the hadith, that amongst them are the following 7 points of benefit. Firstly, that which Imam al-Nawawi said in his explanation of Muslim, he said, it contains a proof for what our companion said. Obviously, Imam al-Nawawi was Shafi'i. When he mentioned our companions, he means the Shafi'i scholars. So he said, it contains a proof for what our companions said, that an-nafila ar-ratiba, that regular optional prayer, the regular optional prayer that accompanies the obligatory prayer, And other than it, it is recommended that a person moves his place to perform it, moving away from the place of the obligatory to a different place. And what is most excellent, what is best, is that he moves and goes to his house. Otherwise, at least to a different place than the mosque, or somewhere else. So that the number of places where he performs prostration can be increased. And in order that the optional prayer will be separated in its form from the obligatory prayer. As for the second point of benefit, that again, An-Nawawi of the Imam said in the explanation of Muslims, he said, and he's saying, حَتَّى نَتَكَلَّمْ, and he's saying, until we speak, in the narration of Mu'awiyah رضي الله عنه, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us like that we should not join one prayer with another one until we speak. So An-Nawawi said, he's saying, حَتَّى نَتَكَلَّمْ, until we speak. This is a proof that separation between them, separation between obligatory prayer and optional prayer, the separation can come about through speech also. However, moving away is better because of what we have mentioned, and Allah knows best. In the first point of benefit, and always make it clear, you should make a distinction between the optional prayer. When you pray the obligatory prayer, make a distinction between that and what follows it is that optional prayer by moving. And this point you mentioned, and the hadith also shows that separation can be made by speech, that you speak and then pray. So what's better is what occurs in the first point, that you move away. The third point of benefit was something that Shaykh al-Albani mentioned in his notes here to Riyad al-Salihin. He said, I said, it contains a clear refutation of some of those blind followers, as blind partisans, who stand up to pray the sunnah prayer immediately after the imam has given the salam from the obligatory prayer, without speaking and without changing their places. The fourth point of benefit is something again from An-Nawawi in his explanation of Muslim. He said, it contains a proof for the permissibility of taking it, I mean the maqsura, the enclosure, he's referring to the enclosure in the mosque. This hadith shows a proof for the permissibility of taking an enclosure in the mosque. If the person in authority sees a point of welfare in doing so. As for the remaining 3 points of benefit, then they're all taken from Mahjus and Nadirin, Shaykh Salim al-Hilali's explanation of Riyad al-Salihin. First of them, the fifth point of benefit is explaining the proof when explaining a ruling. When explaining a ruling, giving the proof along with it, so that the one who is speaking can confirm his speech, and the one who is listening can be satisfied with it. So, in other words, just to phrase the word of the way down, that when explaining a ruling, a hukum, giving the dalil along with it, giving the proof along with it, so the one who is speaking can confirm his speech thereby, and the one who is listening can be satisfied with it. The sixth point of benefit he mentions is that this hadith shows the humility of the Khalifa with his subjects, which is shown from the practice of Muawiyah رضي الله عنه, and the way that he dealt with the companion who saw him doing something that was worthy of being corrected, so the way that he dealt with it. So it shows the humility of the Khalifa with his subjects. And the seventh, the last point of benefit, he said, it shows the forbearance which the Khalifa has with his subjects, and his eagerness upon the fact that his subjects should follow the Sunnah, they should apply the Sunnah. That's the end of that particular chapter. And just to make a start on the next chapter, obviously, last week we didn't do anything. So we'll make a start this week, inshallah. So we'll try and make it slightly for that. We'll make a start on the next chapter, inshallah. I just mentioned the introduction of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen to the next chapter, inshallah. That's where the actual ahadith got into them. And we'll leave that for next time, inshallah. So the chapter that follows, chapter 205, Bab al-Hassi ala Salat al-Witr. وبيان أنه سنة مؤكدة وبيان وقته. Chapter 205, an encouragement upon the witr prayer and an explanation that it is an emphasized sunnah and an explanation of its time. So here is the chapter with regard to, and this is a chapter containing 7 hadith with regard to the witr prayer. So chapter, an encouragement upon the witr prayer and an explanation that it is an emphasized sunnah, sunnah mu'akkadah, and an explanation of its time. So with regard to the chapter, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he said, the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, in explanation of the virtue of the witr prayer, and as an encouragement upon it, and with regard to its time, and its number, and the number of rak'ahs of the witr prayer, he said, you should know that it is established from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, and here the Shaykh refers to the first hadith, we'll get the chapter, we'll see, this is part of the first hadith of the chapter. So you should know that it is established from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, إن الله وتر يحب الوتر. إن الله وتر. He said, إن الله وتر يحب الوتر. That Allah is witr, Allah is one, Allah is single. He loves that which is witr, single, odd. Single or odd in number. Shaykh Muhammad said, إن الله وتر. Allah is single, meaning there is no second one along with him. And he, the Prophet and Most High, loves a witr. He loves that which is odd in number. And the effects of this love appear in those things that he has created, and also in his revealed laws, which he has laid down, he the Perfect and Most High. So we find that most of them involve odd numbers, witr. What is the word witr? As opposed to the word shafr. Shafr is even numbers. Witr, odd numbers. What is 1, 3, 5, so on and so forth, odd numbers. He says we find that most of them involve things which are odd in number. They end with that which is odd. And he gives examples. The 5 prayers, in their number, I mean the number of their rak'ahs, they are 17. They compose 17 rak'ahs, and this is an odd number. Their night prayer, which is prayer during the night, Salatul Layl, is 11 rak'ahs, and it is witr, odd in number. And likewise, the created things, the greatest created thing that we know of is the Arsh, the throne, and it is one. And then the heavens, and they are 7. And then the earths, and they are 7. So you find things being an odd number, This is apparent in those things that Allah has legislated, and in those things that Allah, the Mighty Majestic, has created. Because He, the Exalted and Most High, witr, is single, and thus that which is witr, single, or odd-numbered. Then the Shaykh makes a point with regard to the witr prayer, specifically he says, and you should know that the witr, the odd prayer, which is odd in its number, is actually two odd-numbered prayers, two witrs. A witr which is obligatory, and a witr which is sunnah. Then he explains that. As for the witr, the odd-numbered prayer, the prayer with the odd number of rak'ahs, which is obligatory, then it is the maghrib prayer. As is established in the authentic hadith, that it is a witr of the daytime. Meaning the prayers of the day are sealed with it. And it is a witr. It's an odd-numbered prayer. All the prayers that you've done in the daytime, they're sealed with the maghrib prayer. Even though it is performed at the beginning of the night. If it's sealed, it comes back to seal upon all the acts of the prayers of the day. And as for the witr, which is nafila, which is optional, extra, then that is the witr prayer which seals the night prayer, or the layl, the well-known witr prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. That is the Prophet al-Bukhari Muslim that will follow in the chapter, inshaAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make the last of your prayer at night witran. Odd. Then Shaykh Qudamin said, the scholars, rahimahumullah, disagree with regard to the witr prayer of the night prayer. So some of them said it is obligatory, it's wajib, and that a person who abandons it is sinful. However, it is not the same as the farida, the obligatory prayer. It's obligatory, it's wajib, it's not the same as the five obligatory prayers. So it is not a rukun, it is not a pillar from the pillars of Islam. However, it is wajib, obligatory, and a person will be sinful if he leaves it. So it mentions the first of the sayings of the scholars in that regard, those who hold that it is an obligation to pray with him. Then he said, mentioned the second saying, and from them are those who said that it is sunnah. A person will not be sinful if he left it. Then he said, so each of them has proof. In both these sayings, Abu Hurairah has a proof. However, the proof of the one who says that it is not obligatory is stronger. And he gives one of the evidences, he said. Because a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the prayers that were obligatory upon him. So he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he enumerated the five daily prayers for him. So then he said, are there any others which are due upon me? So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, La illa an tatawwa. No, unless you pray optional prayer. The hadith being reported by al-Bukhari, as hadith number 46, according to what it says here, and reported by Muslim, as hadith number 12. Then Shaykh Qutaymeen, he mentions, and there are some of the scholars who make a distinction, and who say, who don't say it's always obligatory or it's not obligatory. Some of them make a distinction. In this case, it's this, or in this case. So he says, there are some of the scholars who make a distinction and say, if a person has a regular portion of prayer which he prays at night, at the end of the night, then it's obligatory upon him to perform the witr. And whoever is not like that, meaning a person prays Isha and then he goes to sleep, then witr is not binding upon him. Because of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Awtiru ya ahl al-Qur'an, perform the witr prayer, O people of the Qur'an. Hadith reported in the Ukum in the chapter, hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. Perform the witr prayer, O people of the Qur'an, Shaykh Qutaymeen said. So this is specific to them, a matter specific to them. Because a command which is general includes them and it includes others. However, this is a specific command. This command to perform the witr is mentioned here specifically for the people of the Quran. He said, whatever the case, whether it's obligatory, or whether it's not obligatory, it's a sunnah, or whether it's obligatory for those who want to pray at the end of the night, pray a tahajjud prayer. He said, whatever the case, then leaving off the witr prayer is a matter which is la yanbaghi. You should not do that. It's not befitting that you just abandon and don't pray the witr prayer. To the extent that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah said, and some viewer of innovation, he said, من ترك الوتر فهو رجل سوء لا ينبغي أن تخبر له لا ينبغي أن تخبر له شهادة. Imam Ahmad said, whoever abandons the witr prayer, he is an evil man. It is not befitting that testimony should be accepted from him. Side point, this quote is quoted as in the same way Imam Ahmad by Ibn Qudama in Al-Mughni. Then Shaykh Al-Yamin said, so he describes him in this way, that he is an evil man, and that it is not befitting to accept testimony from him. And then Shaykh Al-Yamin explains why this is the case, that somebody who just abandons doesn't pray witr prayer. Why would it be said, why would Imam Ahmad say about him? He's an evil man, it's not befitting to accept his testimony. The Shaykh said, because the least amount for the witr prayer is one rak'ah, a single rak'ah, which will not be a hardship for anyone. It will not put a burden upon anyone. And it will not take very much of your time. So for a person who still abandons it, along with the emphasis that is upon it, and its excellence, and along with the fact that the Prophet ﷺ commanded it, then indeed he is an evil man, not containing good. He said, and this is not befitting, that testimony should be accepted from him. So if he goes to the judge and bears witness, and we know that he doesn't pray witr, then we will reject his testimony. This was the saying of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. And this shows how emphasized the witr prayer is. So it is not befitting that a person should leave it. As for its time, and moves on to the time when the witr prayer is to be prayed. He said it is from the Isha prayer and its sunnah. After the Isha prayer and its sunnah, up until the appearance of Fajr, of dawn. From Isha prayer, even if you join the Isha prayer along with the Maghrib by bringing it forward. Meaning, if a person were a musafir, a traveller on a journey, or had the excuse of rain, or the like of that, and in that case, he combined the Isha prayer with the Maghrib prayer by bringing it forward, in fact, Isha straight after Maghrib, in Maghrib time. Then, in that case, the witr, the time for the witr will enter then. In that case, he prays the Isha, and he prays the regular sunnah of Isha, then he can pray the witr. And he can pray the witr, whether it's the start of the night, or the middle of the night, or the end of the night. And the witr can be prayed at any part of the night. Start, beginning, and middle part, or end. As was said by Aisha radiallahu anha, as she said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed the witr prayer at all parts of the night, at the start of the night, and the middle part of the night, and at the end of it. And he would finish his witr at the last part of the night. Sheikh said, this is his time. As for his number, the number of rak'ahs which are to be prayed for the witr, then that will follow inshaAllah. In the whole chapter is about witr, that will follow inshaAllah. And Allah is the one who grants success. Then the Sheikh makes a very important point that she finishes on. He said, point is specific to the whole, refers to the witr prayer or refers to any other prayer as well. He said, and we should know that the person who prays extremely quickly, so quickly that he destroys Tamakmina, he destroys any calmness in his prayer, then there is no prayer for him, whether it be a obligatory prayer or optional prayer. He prays so quickly, there's no, he's never at rest, in any position, there's no calmness at all in his prayer. There is no prayer for him. Whether it's obligatory or optional. He said it gives the evidence. Because a man came to the mosque and prayed without tamaknina, without calmness. So the Prophet said to him, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray, for you have not prayed. The hadith, as I mentioned, reported by al-Bukhari, and it's hadith, the hadith number, as we mentioned, the numbers here are wrong sometimes. The number in Bukhari is hadith number 757, and reported by Muslim, it's hadith 397. The Shaykh said, so the Prophet said to him, go back and pray, for you have not prayed. And this happened three times. So tama'nina, calmness, and being calm in each position, at rest in each position, is essential. And how surprising are the children of Adam, and the hastiness of the sons of Adam, and the ignorance of the sons of Adam, and the oppression of the sons of Adam. How can he hasten like this? How can he rush like this? Whilst he is addressing Allah and talking privately to him. When you're in the prayer, you're talking privately to your Lord and you're speaking to him, addressing him. How can you rush while you're doing that? He said, if a person were standing with his friend talking to him, he could remain for an hour or 2 hours standing and he wouldn't become weary. So how about when he is in front of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, talking privately to him and addressing him, saying, oh my Lord, forgive me. I declare my Lord the Most High to be free of all imperfections. I declare my Lord the Tremendous One to be perfect. Talking privately with him. How can he hurry? How can he be hasty in this way? Is there an army chasing him? Not at all. However, it is just that Satan is an enemy to us. By Allah, he does not love except that he should treat us always with in an evil manner. Satan, Shaitan, he loves to block us away from remembrance of Allah and from the prayer. He says to us, Ajjil, hurry up. So it is as if we are sitting upon hot coals. So I say, oh my brother, try it. Be calm in the prayer and be attentive to the fact that you are addressing Allah and talking to him, so that then you can experience the delight of it, and so that it can be a coolness for your eyes, the prayer, being a great pleasure for your eyes, just the same as it is a coolness for the eyes of the Messenger from Allah alayhi wasallam. But as for our stealing away from it, just stealing the prayer quickly like that, then this is just an act of stealing from Satan. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اللهم أعذنا جميعا من الشيطان الرجيم. They said, we seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan, or Allah save us all from the accursed Satan. And next time we'll move into the Akhirah of the chapter, inshaAllah.
Last one. 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 Last Als je hoofd met dat gaat eten, zullen we een kip en dat werkt dus aan de tijd. Hoe zal de mensen zeggen dat hij weet? Hij heeft zich gewoon in bed zit. En Allah is duidelijk om vandaag. Maar als je kritiek erop krijgt, dan zal ik voor de spek op de bed gaan, dan zal ik voor de handen. Maar als je kritiek erop krijgt, dan is hij de witte krijgt. Dus ik dacht maar de kritiek, en in kritiek, dus ik denk dat het dus op de deze van mij.
What is it?
That is also, as long as they add it in, that listen to say that they're 3 years,
it's
still be odd, isn't it?
No, but afterwards they create numbers, they don't see it as three, they see it with the shadow, with the human. They always create numbers afterwards.
Because one thing is, they say the witcher prize is great, I can make it the last prize or not, the beast to make it the last time, I mean the credit, not even the beast to make it the last time alive, but the whole that's playing with the beast, but not necessarily the whole making it take it the last time.
The biograph of the seventh generation is the guy who is the Habi who is in the Hadith. He was the last one to
arrive in Medina.
What was that year, if you know what I
mean? 91, you're saying, correct? But the different about it was something in the 80s, 88, right? That's one of the correct in 91. But that's the war with Amistad and Rahman. Because that's what this conversation about. There's a difference about who is the last to play for the war. Yeah. As far as I remember, it's Abu Sufayn. The last of them, he was the last one to die. Then they go to the different cities. So the last one to die in Basra was Anasar. The last one to die in Medina was
That was 30 years completion of the because 29 years from the fourth and 6 months after.
Yeah.
And then Israel was 30 years.
That's year 40. Oh, 30 years completion.
Yeah. That was 41.
No, that's probably a bit old.
30 years. He was born of 15 years. The time of since Umar made the Khalifa. That's what said, he had a longer leadership, so he had the ability to all the governors, because he was born for 15 years, and he was free for 20 years. 25 years he was in the government.
He mentioned something, and 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 he ment
Oh, this is very nice. It's a book, Shabbat, the Zahab, yeah. That would be nice. What it is, it's a book of history. 10 volumes, yeah. It goes from year 0 to year 1000. And it's very brief. In this year, this is what happened here. The Khalifa went to this place. The one who led the Hajj was so-and-so. And this person died, this person died, this person died. Next year. Well, that's very brief. At least the temple is first 100 years. It'll be very nice. So I put it on my bed, just to take that. That's the day when you know that. Well, that was a good one, wasn't it? Shadalata. Shadalata.
This is better than Tilal al-Mulla.
You
mentioned the heat of the...
What's about this brief? Like, it's rather quickly brief. Like, I don't have much of a lie. You know, a big long biography, maybe 10 pages, 20 pages, and trying to work out. If you quickly want to know, it's only to translate it, for example. So there's only a certain number of pages, but you don't like this all year, yeah, the 30, you have to 40 years or something, 50 years or something, you can quickly see them. Everyone's about when you die, you can quickly pick, oh, there it is, oh, yeah, this year. It would be very, very brief. So this is from Ibn Allah, the illustration of Al-Fatihah, so he's a quote from that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it doesn't mean what the theme is given, but probably the innovation that my don't criticize it. It's basically, your brother is probably the same way, right? That's an innovator called the innovator. So, I think. Like year 400 or something, and you're both quite late.